So after understanding various facets of marketing plan, especially for the digital marketing, we get into few other aspects that we need to understand. So first is the innovation in marketing. So how does innovation contribute? Very simple. It's very critical in today's age when everybody is coming out with new things. Technology is changing fast. So your campaign has to really stand out, and that is possible only when you become innovative, not creative. Okay, so only creativity now doesn't help. So key point that you should keep in mind is continue to evolve your thinking outside the box. Always be fresh and engaging. Use technology to your advantage. Create a forward-thinking approach, how you will engage your customer. Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, like that, you know. So that's what innovation. Second is creativity in the campaign. So how do you become creative? So unconventional thinking always attracts attention. So breaking away from traditional way people were interacting, communicating, get into more creative way, different way to represent the same thing. That will create memorability, and that will even people will remember and will get an impactful result for you. So how do you do that? Always differentiate the brand in crowded market. So key point of this creative campaign is you will stand apart. People will notice you. You will not get lost. Okay. It will generate an interest in you. People would love to know more about you, what story you are trying to say. And that way the brand recall and engagement will improve with the target group of customer. Technology is a forefront today where advancements are happening so rapidly. Important is to know that how you can translate the change happening due to technology to your advantage. How can you integrate that change in your ongoing digital marketing initiatives? How can you integrate them to achieve a specific objective which that new technology facilitates for you? But it is not a side objective. It is an integrating with your main objective. That is what you have to do always. How do you do that? Or rather, the key point for that, once you are able to do that, it will help you to have a personalized communication or a data-driven marketing, fact-based decision-making. You know that this behavioral change has happened, so I need to now orient my communication this way with my target customer, so it will be impactful. Okay. Once the impactfulness is achieved, naturally the efficiency and effectiveness of your campaign will improve. Same campaign with say 1 million impression will get you now 10,000 leads, whereas earlier it used to be 8,000 leads, etc. So you see that your efficiency and effectiveness is improved. Opens up new channels and methods. So when you are technology savvy, you are able to know two ends, what consumers are adopting, which platforms they are adopting. So you come to know the changing their media preference, you adopt to that changing media and integrate that into your overall marketing, digital marketing plan. Online presence, that is the one more thing that one need to know. So remaining online, having a presence which is generally very visible, very engaging and inducing. And once induced, consumer feel it very friendly to use. That's what is a ballpark online presence mantra, you know, so to say, which is achieved through your website on one side and the social media on the other side. Various digital properties, social media page, LinkedIn page, LinkedIn groups that you create, etc. Now, that way, what you are able to do, you are able to convey brand values, you are able to convey what brand stands for, you are able to convey brand's positioning, etc. very well. Key points to be noted is, when you develop your online presence very strongly, visibility and discoverability will not be a problem. This is achieved if you have sound SEO, etc. So that's why I said it will not be a problem, discoverability and all. Build trust and credibility with the users. They will believe in what you are saying and they will therefore want to come again and again. So that will create an engagement and interaction. Once that improves, remaining is a science it will lead to more conversion and more leads, etc. The significance of it is why you should have a very strong online presence is your brand discoverability will improve. That is number one. When discoverability will improve, consideration will improve. When they find what you provide is credible, the credibility and the trust will improve. Okay, and when that happens, the engagement will be better. And engagement better, or the repeated frequency of it, will lead to higher conversion rate and competitive advantage. If you sustain what you have created over a long term, you create a differentiated competitive advantage. Customer will clearly know why they should come to you vis-a-vis not go to the competition. So that's the power of strong online presence. When you do that, as I said, visibility, discoverability, with the authority. What you achieve is with the authority of the brand, of your company, etc. It reduces bounce rates and increases interaction. Bounce rate is nothing but when somebody visits your digital property. Within certain seconds, there are international standards, within certain seconds if the person goes out, it is considered as bounce rate. It is not considered as an effectiveness. So higher bounce rate means people are coming to you but not finding right thing. They are abandoning you. So that if the bounce rate reduction means increase interaction, that means he has come to your digital property, he has seen it, he has interacted multiple page. So that provides you engagement, and that engagement will create a competitive advantage. Credibility earlier we have seen, so that competitive advantage will give you long-term association. Customer will want to come to you again and again. How do you do that? Building a strong online presence. Okay, it is the most essential things, and it involves various digital tools and platforms. So what do you do? So here, one is your objective should be clear, and then once that is there, how do you create cohesive integration of various tools that will create desired identity, that will create desired identity? That is what you will work with your digital marketing strategist. Okay, so when you do that, what you have to of course know is visibility and credibility will improve. I have told you earlier also, so this comes more like repeatedly. Engagement will better when visibility and credibility will engage, improve. Person starts relying on you and therefore compelling to come to you more and more, and that better and more engagement will lead to conversion, etc. So that's what one thing. Web development. Now we have done that part of our technology and all. We come to a different sphere, which is of the online. This thing is a web development and design. So the subsequent few pages are related to the web development and design. So what is web development design? It's a creating of an online digital property, which is an organic property, wherein you are going to create a database, or where you are going to create your information base for the customer to come, refer, engage, and decide. So important is it has to be user friendly. Should not be very complicated to navigate. Okay. And maintaining that, updating it, remove unwarranted information, add required information, structure it in a better way. So certain things required under FAQs, bring it. Certain things not required, or you discontinue the product, discontinue on the website also. Create those chat boxes, and today there are a lot of other technical solutions. So make it more dynamic. Earlier, website used to be very static and needed a periodic updation. Now it is very dynamic. The entire design, when something is added, when something is removed, nobody will, it is not a very cumbersome thing, so to say. So agility, the dynamism is very critical. So that's what is required to make your website design very, very vital, very agile, very, very impactful. Visual appeal is one thing that will compel customers to look into you. Functionality, okay, so that he has a smooth experience. It's not very complicated for him to understand what will he get, where, kind of thing. Regular update will keep the authenticity alive, and will make the entire look and feel again different. So there will be an inquisitiveness, and that inquisitiveness will compel customers to go deeper into it, and that will help you achieve your desired brand goals. Then comes the digital marketing. We have learned this through earlier all sections, but it is like utilization of various online platform for promoting your brand, engaging audience, driving traffic to your website. All the social media, this thing, etc., will have what you call a landing page, etc., or ultimately they want you to come to their website where more actions are possible. So that's what the digital marketing is supposed to achieve, wherein social media helps you for brand visibility constantly, because your website is a static, somewhere lying static, you know, while in digital social media you can keep posting. So today's update, tomorrow's update, so that will keep the brand visibility alive. From there you direct person, compel person to come to your website. Okay, same way the email marketing, again it's a direct communication. It is a targeted communication. It is a profiled communication. Online advertisements also drives people to avail your offer, search for your product, etc. So there is a conversation happening. So engagement is better. So that's about the digital marketing, so to say. Content strategy, we have discussed earlier a lot about it. But here broadly, I would like to add is that one is meaningful, coherent, very comprehensive content strategy with micro content, something right for digital, something right for web, something right for blog, something right for YouTube. All those aspects needs to be seen. It should resonate with target customer. He gets what he wants, or rather you have put in what he wants, so to say, and consistency. So regularity is more important. Today you put in, then you have no plan when will you come next. Suddenly you will come, then again you will disappear. That is not going to work. So tailoring of the content is very critical. Whom you are talking with, what he likes about it, what is his media habit. All those aspects you should know about it, and then create a content which not only will be aligned with your brand, what your brand stands for, but it builds trust, and therefore it brings traffic to your required digital property and leads to the conversion. So that's about the content. Analytics and feedback. As I said earlier, digital tools are all today now giving you real-time analytics so that performance can be tracked. So same way for the website also, and user management. So website performance management can be used through analytics, etc. Data can be continuously monitored, improved upon, and your strategic initiative can be tweaked. You know that this is not working, what can you do? So some change, and again you see that higher engagement rate has come, etc. Feedback is a constant, this thing, not very difficult. It's one, it is programmed, it is constantly going to happen. So when the parcel is delivered, you get a feedback link wherein how good your experience was. So likewise, that's what is an analytics, website based or mobile based feedback mechanism will give you customer experience understanding. Is there a gap? So that's the power of analytics and feedback. So for that, of course, you have to have, you should know that analytics gives you insight about the audience behavior. What is earlier was happening versus now happening. So what is the change that has taken place? So there is a hard data. So can you take some decision to improve the effectiveness if it is not in your favor? So how can you make it more favorable to you? What change you have to do in your digital use, or a platform or a tool, so that people will come to you more and more like that. And then the feedback will give you an idea about the gap, expectation versus reality, perception building. So gap in the perception. So now once you know that, you change what is required and you see the better result. So likewise, cross-platform integration, website facilitates all that thing where between various digital platforms, integration is possible from website to them, from them to website, etc. So that is what is the power of cross-platform integration vis-a-vis websites. And again, consistency will bring more traffic to the primary place where you feel the business generating all information is there, so customer can take quick call to action. So here, consistency again comes as a one strong reason you have to achieve even when you are resorting to multi-platform integration, etc. Seamlessness of integration is required, because that seamlessness will give the experience to the customer. If it is difficult, he will either abandon you, bounce rate will increase, or he will get deeper and deeper in you. So that's what seamlessness is very critical, and cross-platform synergy boosts the engagement and conversations also. So he will want to participate in the conversation you want. He will want to come and do what you expect him to do. He will voice his views. So that's a conversation that is taking place. So that's a power that one need to understand even when you resort to cross-platform integration, website to various platforms or various platforms to website, either way. So now let's understand website optimization and user experience. So what is optimization means? How well your website is operationally working and leading to a sound user experience. So for better performance and user experience is the crux of optimization. So optimization means you have to look at which page is not work, which page is leading to higher bounce rate, your offer is attracting people and they are staying and they are utilizing it or not. So those aspects, where there is a fault, where people are finding syntax error, where people are jumping, okay, so all those aspects you try to plug in from behind by improving your program, etc., so that experience will be smooth. And then also look at expectation like SEO and, you know, content, etc., the technical aspects. In SEO you require technical aspects also, proper meta tags and those things are given or not. So that's what all this thing lead to better visibility, better trust, credibility and better engagement. So that's the optimization based example or the advantages. So what you have to remember is SEO is a very primary tool to attract organic traffic. So keep doing SEO at a regular interval. Content strategy should be optimized to for the right audience, and when they come, it should lead to engagement and conversations. Participation should be encouraged. Technicality, if anything, is the issue in that, make it very fluid, make it very flawless. Mobile optimization, responsiveness is a very critical challenge today. So whether your created property is mobile optimized or not will create, because now you know 70 to 80% of the transactions are taking place through mobile. So mobile responsiveness is required. So this is the challenge. Role and significance of website optimization. So when you do that, what role it plays and how significant it is. So it involves SEO, first of all. So we have understood SEO. So SEO will enhance technically your page coming ahead in front of the customer when the search pages are created. Content optimization means the quality of content which is highly relevant and engaging. Technical optimization means technicality, the meta tags are defined or not, image tags are defined or not. So such aspects versus synoptics explanation versus technically what you have created that either facilitates the speed or creates a drag on the speed, etc., security settings, etc., and all those mobile adaptability, usability and all. So these are the aspects that needs to be looked at, okay, for the optimization. Earlier, as I said, so I'm saying the SEO drives your organic traffic, content keeps a visitor relevant content engaged and gets into the conversation. Technical optimization ensures smooth and secure user experience. So technical, this thing will, that user interface, if it is sound, customer will never feel from where he went where, you know, but he will feel that he is getting what he wants rather than struggling to find. So that's what ultimately, user experience enhancement, as they say, UX, UI, UX is the term you must have used, heard more than me probably. In short, it is a user-friendly website architecture that has to be in place. Intuitive navigation is more meaningful in the sense customer will know now what next he has to do rather than struggling to find what he has to do. Okay, so it's like an intuition base and he gets it there. Okay, engaging design, very easy to look at, understand, and keeps him glued to the screen. Okay, prioritizing user centricity, so everything is thought from user point of view, your target customer point of view, that will generate very enhancing experience of dealing with your digital property. So intuitive navigation is definitely a word. Of course, it's a very technical this thing, it's a more an art than the science also, but if that is achieved, customer will never know how he flew and how he's flown through your digital property so smoothly without really bothering to know what to click, when to click, where to click, etc. So engaging design reflects the identity. People will relate with what your brand stands for, what your values are. So people will appreciate that. And for that, user centricity should be kept in mind vis-a-vis accessibility of the device, limitation of the device, limitation of operating platforms. All those things has to be kept in mind when you develop your user interface. So importance of website optimization and UX, user interface, because if you achieve optimization, importance is natural that your brand presence on the online will become more strong, your visibility will improve, you will engage better with the targeted group of customers, and better engagement means better conversation. This is very critical in today's digital world to stay competitive, stay relevant, stay engaged with your target group. So the key points, of course, is to keep regular, continuous improvement as a buzzword to be effective and relevant. Relevance is something that you should not lose focus from. A strong online presence drives business success. Strongness, a power of your being constantly visible at the right time is something that will attract customer. Awareness about the trends happening, user preference changes happening, will create a long-term competitiveness. Okay, so that's what you have to remember. So with this, we complete this chapter 1. Thank you.